Odmat. Okay. The topic is Misasik. And we've made some progress. Let me just review some of the main points and see if we could go beyond. The Sugya of Misasik is here on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos has a machlokas between Abai Verova, and the Gemara in Krisus, which we touched upon, we haven't yet finished it, on Daf Yutes Omen Aleph, going on to Yutes Omen Beis, quotes, number one, the Shittas of Abai Verova, quotes the Shittas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, quotes the Shitta of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Now, what we have to focus our attention on today is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. This appears in Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. If you have that page that we gave out, it is the first Tosfos on the page, Divar Maskil Niskaven. So the case is, in the Lashon HaShas, on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Niskaven Lagbia Es HaTolush V'Chatach Es HaMechubor. This would seem to be the most extreme case of Misasik. When I say extreme, I mean to say he's furthest away from connecting to the actual Avera, and he's removed by a number of steps. Number one, his Kavana was Lehagbia, which means he didn't even have Kavanas Chituch. He wasn't cutting, he was lifting. That's number one. Number two, he wanted to be Magbia Tolush and not Mechubar. And whenever you see Tolush, then automatically you know that's called Kavanas Heter. You know, it's his intention was to do something which in his mind, of course, was Heter. It's Tolush, it's not Mechubar. And number three, it's one step removed because not only is it an absence of Kavanas HaMaisa and a kavanas heter, it's also beis chafotzim. Now that's a phrase that I've used in different ways, but I didn't use it exactly in this way. So I want to throw it out there, put it out there on the table. What do I mean by beis chafotzim? In addition to all his other mistakes, he also was mistaken about the object, meaning he wanted to do an action on object A, and instead he did an action on object B. So let's go through these three, this what I call a three-step removal from a real chiyuv. Number one, it was kavanas hagbar. Rashi explains kigon she nafal sakin me be'arugas hayerek. So the first thing that Rashi points out here is that he's lifting up a knife. Okay? He's lifting up a knife. That's what happened. His knife fell. That's number one. Then we said he has a kavanas heter because he's not intending to cut down anything that's growing from the ground. Then number three, instead of picking up the knife and doing an action on the knife, in addition he did an action on the produce, on the mechubar in this case, chatach es ha-mechubar. So in many different ways, this becomes like an extreme, obvious paradigm of misasik. To such an extent that A, and this is important, even Abaye accepts this modus operandi of misasik, and he's potter meaning that he doesn't even bring a korban chatas as a shogeg. Number two, it's also such an extreme case that it would apply not just in Shabbos, but also in Kol HaTorah Kula. Meaning this is not a unique Shabbos p'tur, this is a universal p'tur. That's for sure. Okay, now, Tosfos, after quoting Rashi, Pirush Bekuntres, Kigon, Sakin, Mutal, Barugas, Yerek, when it's coming like Bio, V'chotach Es HaMechubar. So Tosis is medayik from Rashi, everything that we said until now. Im kein hod pligi Now Tosa shifts over to the second case of Misasik. This is the case of Misasik, which is subject to the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. And there he has Kavonas Chituch. Rashi learns that according to Rava, this is a case of Misasik. And the reason for that, it has two of the conditions of the most extreme. It's two steps removed, not three steps removed, as we discussed earlier, but two steps removed from a chiyuv chatos. Number one, it's kavonas heter, because he wants to cut down something that in his mind is already tolush. And number two, it's beis chafotzin, because he intended that the object of his action should be A, and instead it was B. He was looking at tolush, but his hand sort of went the wrong direction, and instead of cutting tolush, he cut mechubar. This is the case where it's two steps removed from a chiyuv karbon. Rava calls that misasek, and he's potur. Abai says that's not misasek, and it comes under shogeg, because Abai requires that there, in order to create a misasek, it has to be the absence of kavanas hamaisa. Here he had kavanas hamaisa. In other words, when you define the maisa in abstract terms, it's a maisa of chituch, and he had kavanah for chituch. Rav, on the other hand, says, I don't care. It doesn't bother me if he had kavanas maisa. He didn't have kavanas isur, because his chituch was meant to be on tolush. And not only that, the way Rashi interprets it, he didn't even do the act of chituch on the object that he intended to do the act of. So we have beis chafatzim, we have two steps removed from a chiyuv karbon, and therefore it's misasik.
So what's the svara of Abaye?
Abaye holds that our paradigm of misasik is going to be the case where he didn't have kavanas hamais at all. You remember the case in the Gemara in Krisus? What did he think he was doing? He thought he was doing a maisa b'liya, and instead it turned out to be a maisa achila. That's the case of chelev. Again, in that case, he would be chayav for a different reason, and that's because we suspend the principle of misasik shekein nene. But if we, what's the word I want to use? Bracket this shekein nene business, and we just focus on the paradigm of misasik. The mechanics is that he didn't have kavanas hamaisa. According to Abaye, once he had kavanas hamaisa, that's already enough to make him into a shogeg. Again, he wanted to do it here and not there. He wanted to do beheter and not iser. That's all fine and dandy. But once he has kavanas hamaisa, that puts him into the category of a shogeg, and therefore he has to bring a karbon chatos. Again, I hope in Mirtz Hashem, as we go along, we're going to be able to sharpen this up and see it in a new perspective. We're far from that, but just on the simple level, Rava says, I don't care if he has kavonas chituch, meaning kavonas amaisa. For example, in Rava's frame of reference, he has Shuman and Chelev in front of him, and accidentally he wanted to take the Shuman, and somehow he got distracted and his hand picked up the Chelev. In such a case, again, barring the concept of Shekein Nana for a moment, Rava says that's your paradigmic case of Misasek. Why? Says Rashi, because there are two steps removed from Shogeg. Number one, his Kavana was a Kavanas Heter. But number two, he didn't even intend this Chefetz. It's Beis Chafotzen. He really wanted the Shuman, and he ended up with the Chelev. And Rashi takes that paradigmic case of Misasik, applies it to Shabbos, and says you need two conditions for Rava to place it under Misasik. It's got to be Kavanas Heter, which means he's interested in Tolush and not in Mechubar. And number two, it's got to be Beis Chafotzen. In other words, his Kavana was to do that which he thought was Mutter on object A, and he ended up doing it on object B. He thought he was eating Shuman and he ate the Chelev, not just because he mistakenly identified the Shuman as Chelev. He knew exactly which was Shuman and which one was Chelev, But instead of picking up the shuman, which was his intention, and eating the shuman, he picked up the chalev and he ate the chalev. So he has beis chafatzim. And Rashi says that if you have kavanas heter plus beis chafatzim, that's where Rav is willing to call it misasik, even though he had kavanas hamaisa, meaning he was interested in achila, or in our case in Shabbos, he was interested in chituch. It's not like the case of blia versus achila in the case of chalev. Oh. Tosis says the following. He says, "Hainu lachtoch tolush zeh." Again, the Bach is very helpful here. V'chotach mechubar acher. So not only was he mistaken thinking that he's cutting tolush, which is heter, but not only that, his hand moved in the wrong direction, and instead of cutting that which is tolush, which he intended to, he inadvertently cut that which is mechubar. That's what we call beis chafotzim. Oh, comes out, according to Rashi, here's where the punchline comes in. Aval, if it would have been a case of lachtoch mechubar zeh, v'chotach mechubar acher, if it was beis chafotzim, in other words, his only mistake was his hand went from here to there, but his kavanas, what was his kavana?
Yes,
kavanas isur. So in such a case, mashma would seem that according to Rashi, chayav l'kuli alma, even Rava would agree that since you reduced it to one step removed, meaning all you have here is beis chafotzim, but you don't have kavanas heter, in such a case, you're chayav a karvan, even according to whom? Even according to Rava. The kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam again sends us back to Masechta Krisus, and Bali Neder, I hope we'll go through it again, but this time with the right perspective. It says over there at the end of Perek, Sofek Ochal, Omar Shmuel, and again at this point, Tosus thinks that Omar Shmuel is not something that, you know, we have to get nervous about, you know, that this is some separate shita of Shmuel, but that the shita of Shmuel is fundamental, it's central. You know what I mean by central? You know, it's common to all the shittas about misasik. And Shmuel says that misasik b'chalovim v'arayas chayv shekein nene b'shabes potu d'moleches machsheves osra Torah. What happened over here? According to Shmuel, although misasik is chayav in the cases of chalov arayis because of shkein nene, in Shabbos he be potur, umuchach hasam, and the Gemara over there says that how far does Shmuel go with this principle of misasik potur, which Shmuel says is based on the halacha of moleches machsheves, the afilu b'niskavein lilko te'ena zu. Again, lilko te'ena zu means he's plucking the date off the tree, but he wanted to pluck the date on the right side. V'likei te'ena acheres, he plucked the date on the left side. Potar Shmuel. So that's case number one and sugya number one, which clearly indicates that if one of those two conditions was lacking, meaning he didn't have kavanas achefetz, he had beis chafatzim, even though the other condition is checked off, we have kavanas isur, because what difference does it make whether he plucked this te'ena or the other te'ena? They're both isur Shabbos. Nevertheless, Shmuel says you're potter because of shnei chafatzim. In other words, whereas Abai required three conditions to make it into misasik, Rava required two conditions, Tosus says that Shmuel requires only one condition, and Tosus is not willing to accept that there's a machlokas here between Rava and Shmuel. Again, that's a sticky point which we're going to have to iron out. But at this point in our presentation, we're going to assume that according to Tosus, there's never a machlokas here between Rava and Shmuel. We accept both Rava and Shmuel, and that means that all you need is one condition to be lacking. As long as you had a mistaken chefetz, meaning you, the object that you intended to victimize here through your action was object A, and instead you hit up on object B, that itself makes you into a misasik. And Tosis goes on and he says, I have another sugya to prove to you, that misasik applies even when there's a kavanas isur. And that's a sugya in Perek HaZorek. The Gemara says that if he was niskavim lizrok arba, he wanted in Rishus Aram to throw it four amos, vizorak shmona but somehow inadvertently he threw it 8 amos, he put an extra energy into the throw, is in that case as well, there is a ptur of misasik, and there's no chiyuv karbon. Kilo amar kol makom she'ertze tanuach, unless he made a statement that I'm throwing it and I don't care where it lands, it could be 4 amos, 5 amos, 8 amos, I don't care. But in the absence of such a declaration, he declared he wants it to land 4 amos from here, it landed 8 amos from here, guess what? He's potter from a karbon. Is that midrash? What do we see from this? That even if he had kavanas isur, because 4 amos is enough to generate a chiyuv of mavir birshus arab, nevertheless, he's potter from a karbon. Then the Gemara has a more radical case where Zarak is coming Lizrok B'tzad Zeh, he wanted to throw it to the west, and Zarak B'tzad Acher, he ended up in the east. The Lo Nasa Klal Ritzono, you see, in the case where he wanted it in that direction, it went up in another direction, that's already completely messing up the Kavanas HaMaisa. And how much more so in the case where it doesn't really mess up his Kavanas HaMaisa. And again, we have to understand the differences here, but that I don't want to get distracted on that. That 4 amos versus 8 amos, at least it landed in the direction. Okay, he's going to have to now push it a little bit further, but basically, it's mixas kavanoso niskavim. You know, hiskayim. I'm saying there was a kiyum of mixas kavanoso. But the bottom line is that this would parallel a case where he had kavana lachtoch es hamechubar, but he had a problem with beis chafotzim. Niskamin lachtoch mechubar zeh, vechotach mechubar acher, potur. He would be potur. So it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is sufficient to make you into a misasek in your potur from a karbon? Beis chafotzim. Now let's finish up the Tosfos. V'nirel Rabbeinu Tam, the hocha here in our sugya in Shabbos daf ayin beis amid beis, myri b'niskaven lachtoch tolush. Not the way Rashi says. I'm sorry. He was niskaven lachtoch tolush. V'nimtza shehu mechubar. V'chotech mashahoye miskaven. Ela shalohoye yodea. Shahaya Mechubar. Where do we find that Abaye disagrees with Rava? That's what the Gemara presents here. The case is that he had Kavana. He had Kavana for what? For Tolush. Lachtoch Tolush. I mean, that's what it says in the Gemara. V'nimtza Shehu Mechubar. It turns out that he had Kavanas Heter, but there were no Beis Chafotzim. Again, what Rabbeinu Tam is going to argue is that in order, according to Rava, to establish Misasik, I need one of two conditions. Either A, he was mistaken about the Chafetz, correct? He wanted this Te'ena and he got that Te'ena, he wanted this Mechubar and he got that Mechubar. Or B, if he wasn't mistaken about the Chafetz, but he had a Kavanas Heter, in other words, he wanted to cut this object, and that's exactly what he cut, but he was under the mistaken impression that it was Mechubar. No, I'm sorry, it was Tolush. And Tolush is then Kevan Shalohoy Yodea Shalohoy Mechubar. That's going to be Pligi Abai Verova. And Abai Verova are arguing about what? Bikra, the Pasuk says, the Asher Chataba. Now, we're going to make a big deal about this as we go along, and we started with this, that Rashi and Tosus as well, Rabbeinu Tam at this point, they're quoting the Pasuk Asher Chataba. And we are creating a concept of Prat L'Misasek, and the reason for it's Asher Chataba means that he didn't have any kavanas chet. When does the Torah say yechayv a karbon? That's only asher chataba, which means he had kavanas avera. But if you didn't have kavanas avera, is muki le Rabbi Eliezer beperek sofek ochal Rabbi Eliezer the Tana interprets this pasuk of Asher Chata Bar to teach me Prat L'Misasek? And why isn't Misasek Asher Chata Bar? Because he didn't have Kavanas Isur. It wasn't Kavanas Asher Chata Bar. So he thought it was Tolush, and it turned out to be Mechubar. However, Tosa says that there's another type of Misasek. And what's the other type of Misasek? Enochinami had Kavanas Isur, but he had a mistake about which chefetz he would end up doing the action on. He wanted to do an Isur Chituch on this Mechubar, and he did it on this Mechubar. That's already another category of Misasek. The Hachi Isa Hasam Behedja Dika Omar Allah L'Rava Mishkachas Le Shenis Asek Lachtoch Es HaTolush V'chotach Es HaMechubar. He had Kavana to cut something that was Tolush, which means Heter. V'chotach Es HaMechubar. Tosus is learning, Rabbeinu Tam, that this was the object that he wanted to be Chotech, but he didn't realize it was Mechubar. La'abaye Shemiskavin Lagbir, when is Misasek? That's only in the most extreme case, where he didn't even have Kavanas Maisa, L'Rav, even though he had Kavanas Maisa. And according to Tosis, not only did he have Kavanas Maisa, but he even had Kavanas Isur, because he knew in his mind that this particular produce that he was cutting down is Mechubar. So he did have Kavanas, not only Maisa Chituk, but also Averas Moleches Shabbos, let's call it Katsira. Nevertheless, that since he cut the wrong mechubar, therefore he is potur. So labaye again, let's read it again. Beniskavin like bias hatolush. It's only because he didn't have kavanas chituk, but he had kavanas hagba. So he's lacking in kavanas amaisa. That's what makes him into a misasek. Ushmuel. Depotar mitam aleches machsheves. So again, Rava. Let me just step back for a second. Tosis is also sensitive to the problem that Rabbi Eliezer Masechta Krisus derives the misasik from Asher Chata Bo, whereas Shmuel derives the Ptur misasik from Maleches Machsheves. But Tosis offers a different solution to that problem. What's Tosis's solution to that problem? That our sugi v'asher chata ba is addressing one case of misasek, and Shmuel is addressing a different case of misasek. There's no machlokas between the two. The case that our sugi is addressing is where he had not only kavanas maisa, but he had kavanas achefetz. So he really wants to do his act of chituch on this chefetz, and that's exactly what he did. But he didn't have Kavanas Isur because he was under the misimpression that this chefetz was Tolush, and in fact it was Mechubar. Whereas Shmuel invokes the principle of Maleches Machsheves in Masechta Krisus to create a new category of Misasek. Hainu Sheniskaven Lachtoch Mechubar Zeh V'chotach Mechubar Achi had Kavanas Isur, but he was Beis Chafotzim, he was lacking Kavanas Chefetz. And Delo Nases Machshavto, why is this, says Tosfos, a Ptur of Misasek? I mean, you might ask, if he had Kavanas Isur, why is he Potter? I mean, we should hit him with the brunt of the law. The answer is Lo Nases Machshavto. What does Maleches Machsheves mean? Nases Machshavto. What is Nases Machshavto, Tosfos says? He did the action the way he wanted to do the action, meaning on the object that he wanted to do the action. If there was a mistake about the action itself, right, his hand went from here to here, that's called lo nases machshavto, and that's a ptur which Shmuel derives from moleches machsheves. Tosis is saying that in our sugya here, he was miskaven lachtoch es hatolosh, so he didn't have kavanas isur. Everything else was beseder. He had kavanas amaisa, meaning chituch. He had kavanas achefetz, there's no beis chafotzim. He was mistaken about the identity of the chefetz, so he didn't have kavanas isur. In such a case, that's misasek, because he didn't have kavanas isur. Shogeg. Shogeg is something else. Shogeg means he wasn't aware of the fact that there is such an Issa. Here, he's very well aware. You know, he knows that there's an Issa Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos generates an Issa Ketzira. Everything is in place, but he's lacking Kavanas Isur because he thinks that he's cutting something that is... He thinks that he's cutting something that is talush, and it turns out that which he cuts is mechubar. The Tosis doesn't think that that undermines nasis machshavto, right? Because what difference does it make? He needs cut up onions. He has cut up onions. That's called nasis machshavto. The chiddush here in Misasik is a more universal and fundamental chiddush that if you don't have kavanas isur because you think mistakenly you think it's talush when it's really mechubar, that's called misasik. What about a case where he had kavanas isur but lo nases machshavto? It didn't turn out that he did the aver the way he wanted to do it. He had planned to do it here and he did it here. Both cases are mechubar. He had kavanas isur, but that's derived by Shmuel from Meleches Machsheves, that we need Niskaima Machshavto. And Niskaima Machshavto means that Chifetz as opposed to Shnei Chafotzim. Vahashto Osi Shapir to Ka'arma Lekamon to Mefarish Shogag below Miskavin Beshar Mitzvah. Sechidomi Kigon to Savar Shumanhu the Achlo. So what happened in the paradigmic case of Misasek? Again, he'll be chai for another reason, namely because Shekei Nana, but other than that, he thought what he was eating was Shuman, and it turned out to be Chelev. He had no mistake about the Chefetz. He's got Chefetz Echad Velo Shnayim, but he had Kavanas Heter. That's exactly the case here of Rava in Masechta Shabbos of his kaven lachtoch es ha tolush, meaning he thought it was tolush, which is the same as shuman, and chatach es ha mechubar, and instead it turned out to be chelev. Instead it turned out to be mechubar, and he violated katsir, but he never had kavana for the avera. That's the case of Misasik. The chiddush of Meleches Machsheves, which is formulated by Shmuel and Masechta Krisus, is that he had kavanas isur, but since on a different chayfetz, therefore it's considered lo niskaima machshavto, and Meleches Machsheves requires niskaima machshavto. So let's just summarize what Rabbeinu Tam has done for us. You know, what benefits we have from Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam points out that there's no stira between our sugya in Shabbos, meaning Rava's maskana as opposed to Abaye, and the sugya in Krisus of Shmuel. And Rabbeinu Tam is answering another question: why is it that our sugya is based upon the drasha of Asher Chata Ba, and the sugya in Krisus is based upon of Shmuel in Krisus is based upon Meleches Machsheves? Then Rabbeinu Tam gives us another benefit. There's no reason to pile up reasons and steps that make it so far removed in different ways from the original chiyuv in order to create misasik. Either misasik means, as it does here, Asher Chata Ba, in our sugya of Rav and Abaye, specifically Rava, of lois kavim leisur, or the great chiddush of lonis kaimim machshavto in Hilchas Shabbos that's derived by Shmuel from the principle of Meleches Machsheves, because he didn't intend it for this object, he intended it for another object. That's a shnei chafotzim situation. That's what Rabbeinu Tam has. Rashi, on the other hand, let's go over Rashi. Rashi holds that in order to create Misasik according to Abaye, we need three steps removed. Right? Three of the conditions for Chiyuv are absent. Number one, absent is the Kavana for the Maisa. Number two, absent is the Kavanas Isur. Number three, it's Beis Chafotzu. Comes along Rava, and he drops the first of those three conditions. He says, you don't need Kavanas Maisa. You'd be Chayev. For example, if you meant Blia and at the end you did an Achila, you meant Hagbah and at the end you did a Chituch, that's enough to already fulfill one of the three conditions for a misasek. Just one second. Who was I up to? Was I up to Rav or Abaye? I'm sorry.
Rav.
Oh, I'm up to Rav. Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say is, I'm sorry, I got a little messed up. What I meant to say was that Rava does not require that first condition of Abaye of chisaron or heder kavanas amaisa. Even if he had kavanas amaisa, he intended to do an achila, he intended to do a chituch. Nevertheless, he could be misasik if two conditions are met. Number one, he didn't have kavanas heter. He didn't have kavanas isa, he had kavanas heter. Number two, he had beis chafotzim. And now Rabbi Natan is going to get up and yell and scream, well, Rashi, what are you going to do with the sugi of Shmuel in Masechta Krisus? And for that, again, just to top it all off, let's go back to Masechta Krisus and we'll see the Rashi there. Rashi says what? Just one second. Okay, one second, I have to get myself oriented here. Give me a minute. Oh, the Rashi is on Yutesamid Aleph in Krisus, four lines up from the bottom of the page. And it says, Miboile Prat Limis Asek, which means that Rabbi Eliezer does not accept that unique Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, meaning Rabbi Eliezer operates with a Mimonafshach. What was the Mimonafshach? Again, let's just quickly review it. He ate either Chelev or Nosar, right? So Mimonafshach, he should be Chayev for either eating Chelev or Nosar. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua and he says no, that if he had Kavana for Chelev and he ate Nosar, then he's Patur because of the Pasuk Asher Chata Ba. And Asher Chata Ba is coming to exclude a case of Niskavein Lechol Chelev Yochal Nosar or vice versa. And what was the exact language again? I'm sorry, just to review it. Who remembers the exact language? Eni Odea Mehechan Ochal. Right? Eni Odea Mehechan Ochal. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer said, Mimonafshach, who cares whether he doesn't know whether he's going to eat the Chelev or he's going to eat the Nosar. In any event, he's Chayev Achatos. So the Gemara asks now, if Rabbi Eliezer applies that Mimonafshach, and he doesn't accept that ptur of Eni Yodea Mimasha Ochal, what is he going to do with the Pasuk Asher Chotaba? And the Gemara says, Prat Limis Asek. Says Rashi, what's the case of Prat Limis Asek? Kigon Sheniskavein Lazu V'Osa Cheres. And I think again, this might be further support to the way Rabbeinu Tam read Rashi. Again, we didn't go over the Rashi and Shabbos, but a similar diuk you can make in Rashi and Shabbos, that the Shnei Chafotzim, that's what makes him into a Misaseh. The Kasha, so Rashi asks, Im Kain, Rabbi Lezer Islay, Rav Nachman. The Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Eliezer has Rav Nachman, and therefore, if he was miscaving for Tolush, and he ended up cutting a different piece, which was Mechubar. Then the Torah says, Asher Chata Ba. So there's two Chafatzim, and in two Chafatzim, he's mistaken about the identity of this Chafetz. He did it on another Chafetz, then he's Misase. So Rashi asks the question, if that be the case, then what about Moleches Machsheves? Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, quotes Moleches Machsheves. Says Rashi, Lo Tzarech. L'chora. Rashi says, I don't understand. Why does Rabbi Eliezer insist that Asher Chata Ba is coming to exclude Misaseg when Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, I can exclude Misaseg under the law of Meleches Machshev, so why do I need Asher Chata Ba? Says Rashi, the Rabbi Eliezer, less later of Nachman. And I'm not sure what Rashi means here. Either Rashi means that Rabbi Eliezer rejected the entire concept of Meleches Machsheves. He never had that drasha. It's not on his radar screen. That's a little bit difficult. Or alternatively, he doesn't believe that Meleches Machsheves has anything to do with Misasek, because we already have a pasuk for Misasek, and that's Asher Chata Ba. But again, the language of Rashi is the lomash malei hahi drasha. I don't know. It sounds like Rashi is accusing Rabbi Elazar of completely rejecting the halacha of what? Of Meleches Machsheves. Now I need to say the whole drasha. Again, listen to the language. He says, mashma lo mashmale hahi drasha. In the drasha of Meleches Machsheves is not accepted by Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rashi says at the face of it. I don't know. I have trouble with that because Meleches Machsheves is like, you know, like the most fundamental principle in Hilchos Shabbos. Ela mishum diomer behedge de misasek b'Shabbos potur. Why does the Gemara quote Rav Nachman? After all, Rabbi Eliezer is not operating within the framework of Meleches Machsheves. The answer is, the Gemara is only quoting Rav Nachman to point out that there's a p'tur in Shabbos of Misasik. Aval l'Rabbi Yoshua, the Dorsh HaShachotu Bat Sheivoda Lo Bamechoto, Rabbi Eliezer Isur Achal, whether he ate Nosar or Chelev, is Iu Dorish Rav Nachman says Rashi, what is Rabbi Yoshua going to do here with the Ptur of Misasik? He doesn't have a source for the Ptur of Misasik because the Ptur of Misasik is derived by Rabbi Eliezer from Asher Chotaba and Rabbi Yeshua needs Asher Chotaba for a different drush. And the answer has to be Rav Nachman. So whereas Rabbi Eliezer never accepted Rav Nachman, he operates only within the framework of Asher Chotaba. Rav Nachman operates with a new perspective, namely Meleches Machsheves. Now, it comes out then that Rabbeinu Tam's attack of Rashi is not justified. Why? Because what was Rabbeinu Tam's attack against Rashi? He asked Rashi, wait a second, Shmuel is operating with Meleches Machsheves, and Tosfos says that what's Meleches Machsheves? Lo niskaima machshavto. Therefore, if he throws it 4 and it ends 8, or he throws it to the west and it ends up to the east, or for that matter, if he intends to be locate, locate certain te'enim, and at the end he was locate a different te'ena, in all those cases, we have a halacha of lo niskaima machshavto and a p'tur of misasik. How therefore could Rashi say that we need two conditions in order to generate misasik in Rava's frame of reference? We need number one, Kavanas Hetu, number two, Beis Chafotzim. You see clearly that Beis Chafotzim in Shmuel's frame of reference is enough, is sufficient to create a Ptur of Misasik. Whereas Rashi says that according to Rava, it's a necessary condition that he has two Chafotzim, but it's not a sufficient condition. I need also, in addition, the condition of what? Kavanas Heter. So Tosfos throws the book at Rashi and he says, what are we going to do with all these sugyas that obviously establish, you know, that's the very premise of all these sugyas, that all you need to set up a misasek, even if he had kavanas isur, is beis chafotzim. And Rashi requires two conditions. The answer is that all those sugyas go according to whom? According to Shmuel. Shmuel operates within the framework of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means this kaima machshavto. We have to pinpoint it. It's got to be precisely the way he planned it out. Otherwise, it's not considered Meleches Machsheves. Rashi, on the other hand, is interpreting the sugya in Masechta Shabbos. And Rashi goes out of his way. If you'll see in the second line on the Afayim Beis, Chata Chesvu Potu Ksiv Asher Chata Ba, Rashi Lushitoso increases, says that Asher Chata Ba is the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer never accepted the drasha of Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. So you don't have this new halacha of Prat Limis Asik because Lon is Kaima Machshavto, that we don't have. But rather, we have to operate within the framework of the universal understanding of what Misasik is. And Rashi on Daf Ayin Gimel in Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says that what's the classical case of Misasik according to Rava? Again, Abai says he didn't even have Kavanas Achila. But according to Rava, he had Kavanas Achila, but he had two pieces in front of him. He had Shuman and he had Chalef. And he wanted to eat what? The Shuman, and instead accidentally ate Chalef. So it means in your paradigmic case of Misasik, of Asher Chata Ba Pratla Misasik, we're talking about a case where number one, he had Kavanas Heter, he wanted to eat the Shuman. Number two, there were Beis Chafotzim, and in the combination thereof, we set up a din of Misasik. In the parallel case in Shabbos, he had Kavanas Chituch, that's Rav against Abaye, but he wanted to cut up mechubar, and he ended up cutting up tolish. So we have both an absence of kavanas iser and an absence of kavanas chefetz because he has two chafatzim. Now Shmuel in Masechta Krisus introduces a whole other concept that the source for misasek in Shabbos is Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. So you're right, Rabbeinu Tam, the Einikol, right? Everything you say is true. That according to Shmuel, there is a p'tur of Lonis Kaima Machshavto in all the cases that we mentioned. Let's just go over the three cases very quickly. Number one, the case is that he intended to pluck these dates off the tree, and he plucked different dates off the tree. Number two, he intended to throw it 4 amas, and he threw it 8 amas, so it landed in a different place. Number three, if he had kavana to cut this mechuber, and instead he cut a different mechuber, in all those cases, Shmuel would say, "Lon iskayma machshavta zaptur of aleches machsheves," and that generates the principle of misasek. And Rashi would say, "Fine and dandy, ashukayach." That's according to Shmuel, but we never accepted Shmuel, or maybe we did accept Shmuel, but Rabbi Elezer never accepted Shmuel, and Rava never accepted Shmuel. So our sugya here is reflecting the misasek of Kolatar Kula, which again the paradigm of which is he's got Chelev and Shuman in front of him, and that means A, he had Kavanis Heter, not Kavanis Isa, B, there were Beis Chafotz. The parallel case in Shabbos is Niskaven Lachtoch Es HaTolush, the chotach mechubar acher, a different mechubar, and therefore he has two conditions which parallel the universal halacha, the universal model of misasek. He was missing kavanas iser, and he was missing the idiyas achefetz. That's what creates the din of misasek. Now you want to say that there should be a new din of misasek that's unique to Shabbos, that goes above and beyond the classical din of misasek and kol tarkula? Yeah, that's if you accept the drasha of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. But this sugya here, as Rashi points out in Masechta Shabbos, and also the sugya in Masechta Krisus of Rabbi Eliezer, they all those shittas are operating with Asher Chota Ba and not with Meleches Machsheves. Ad Kana Kofa Al. Okay? Now, what we want to do is go back to the sugya in Krisus. Okay. So let's open up the Gemara in Krisus. On Daf Yutes Omid Beis. Now, what I want you to do, if you can, is to count up from the bottom of the page approximately, don't hold me to it, approximately 12 lines. I have this one that has a watermark on it.
I'll take an angel.
Do I have another copy of it? No. I don't have another copy of it. Wait a minute. You know what? Let me solve the problem in a very easy way. Let's go back to the source. Here we have a Gemara Krisus. Open up the Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Again, if we had more time, I would ask you to photocopy it, but it's not. It's only 3 lines of Gemara. I think Mekantos Heren Baal Peh, you can hear it as Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay. Here's a cool case. I like this case. Okay. There were two male babies that were born. One was born on Shabbos, and the other was born on Motzei Shabbos, or on Sunday, let's say. So which one of these two milos would be Docha Shabbos, the baby that was born on Shabbos? The problem is that the two babies are there, maybe they were twins, one was born before Shkia Sachama Shabbos, the other after Shkia, or after Tzeis, whatever, I don't know what. Anyway, the two babies are there, and the Moel gets confused, and accidentally he does Mila on the Sunday Bris, if you follow what I mean, but he does it on Shabbos. Now, Mila is a very interesting case in Shabbos. There's an entire parak in Shabbos called Rebbe Lezer the Mila, dedicated to this very strange phenomenon, that on the one hand, Mila per se, if you leave out the mitzvah element, is a malacha d'oraisa with a chiyuv chatas. It's maleches shochet, what's called. Again, we don't have time for this, but there's shchita, and there's netilas neshama, and there's makalka b'chabura, but here it's not makalka b'chabura. Very complicated business, but suffice it to say that if not for the fact that the Torah permitted meal on Shabbos, it would be completely awesome. So what do we do with this moel, right, this physician, who went ahead, Hayelo Shnei Tinokas Echelamu, B'Shabbos Echelamu, V'Echad Shabbos, Shachach Umol Es Shel Achar HaShabbos B'Shabbos. So the Braisa, the Mishnah actually, quotes a Machlokas Shin Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Now let me just say the following. When we discussed Chalovim and Arayos, we had an exceptional rule or reason to say that Yadavka Chayev, even though it's a classical misasik. Okay then? And by the way, according to Rashi, Misasik B'chalovim means that he had chalev and shuman in front of him. He intended to eat the shuman and he ate the chalev. And that sets up a din of Misasik in two, because both conditions are fulfilled. Right? He had the mistake in the chafetz and he was certainly miskavin leheter. But nevertheless, he's chai for a different extraneous reason of kshekein men. Fine. Now we're going to have the opposite. We have a case where logically it should be misasek, but he's going to be chayav. No, I'm sorry. Let me just get this straight. Sorry. Logically it should not be misasek, I meant to say. Not be misasek, and we'll have to figure out why. Again, according to Abaye, it's going to fit in beautifully because he had kavanas chituch, correct? So that already automatically excludes misasek, right? Because Abaye waves the flag of miskavin lagbia, not chituch, but lagbia. Here he had kavanas chituch. Is let me ask Abaye the following question. If he had kavanas chituch, but he was mistaken about the chafetz, because he has two chafetzim, in this case two babies, then he should be chayev, correct? He should be chayev, because going to Abaye, you cannot set up misasik without the condition of lois kavin lemais. Here he had kavanas amais, but here in this particular case, there's an extraneous reason to say that he's potur. Again, that's why I called it the polar opposite of shekein nene, where it is misasek, but he's chayav. Here it's not misasek, and he's, right, let's say going to Abaye, it's not misasek, and he's potur. Right. And that's called misasek bedvar mitzvah. That why is he potur in this case? Because of the factor of mitzvah. Ta bidvar mitzvah. Now we have to understand why ta bidvar mitzvah is a powerful factor and kicks in here in order to pater him up from a karbon. Again, let's go simple. If we go with a bayeshita, this would classically be a shogeg, and he should be chai of a karbon, but he's pater because of ta bidvar mitzvah. Did anybody catch what I said here as why ta bidvar is like the flip side of shekein nen? It's working in the opposite direction. So the Gemara says the following. Ad kan lo potter Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that the moel is exempt from a karbon? Ela mishum dekas savar ta bidvar mitzvah velo asa mitzvah patur. We give him a certain lenience, I don't know what word to use, a certain compassion, we bend the rules because he was misasik b'dvar mitzvah. Okay, I don't know what it means yet, but I'm just saying, just on a psychological level. Oh. Aval misasik d'dovar b'dovar d'lav mitzvah. If not for this new factor, which Rabbi Yeshua introduces into the equation of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua would agree, afil Rabbi Yeshua mechayev, he would also agree that this is a case of shogeg and not misasek. Rabosai, at this point, we really have a problem. I mean, this, again, we did a nice job based on Abaye, but is this whole sugya presenting a Abaye Shita? Let's go with Rava according to Rashi, and let's go with Shmuel according to Tosfos, or even according to Rashi for that matter. According to Rashi, Shita and Rava, you need two conditions to set up Misasek. And both conditions here were met. First of all, the Moel had Kavonas Heter. He thought he was fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila Bismano. And secondly, they were Beis Chafotzim. So from Rava's perspective here, this should be a case of Misasek. And we pointed out that Rava is, according to Rashi, is in Rabbi Eliezer's camp. How then can Rabbi Eliezer say that he's Chayev? This would be a classical case of Misasek. When I say classic, I don't even need Shmuel and Meleches Machsheves. This would be Chelev and Shuman. He's got Chelev and Shuman here. Right? The Mila of the boy that was born on Shabbos is Shuman. The Mila of the boy who was born on Sunday is Chelev. And in that case, we have a Elowat is a Shekane Nenef, okay, in the case of Chelev. But that's not relevant to our discussion here because we're talking about Tinokos and Melech HaShabbos. So how do we understand that Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev HaChatos and Rabbi Yeshua is saying, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Because you're Osek B'dvar Mitzvah. So it's an extraneous consideration that comes to the fore over here. And if we introduce Shmuel, then the picture gets even more complicated because Shmuel adds what to the equation? Meleches Machsheves. Within the framework of Shmuel, then Adarava, I don't even need the Kavonas Heter. If Lonis Kaima Machshavto, and he wanted to mal this baby and he ended up maling that baby, it's no different than Lokat Tein Azuva, Lokat Tein Acheres. So forget about Tov Bidvar Mitzvah. And not only that, Rabbi Eliezer, who never accepted the Ptur of Tov Bidvar Mitzvah, how can he say Yechayev here? Mimonavshach. It's either a Ptur of Misasik in the classical sense, i.e. the way Rashi interpreted Rava, or alternatively, it's a Misasik from the perspective of Melech HaShabbos in Shmuel's frame of reference based on Melech HaMachsheves. So I want to read with you two Rashis here, and I'm hoping that maybe Rashi will help us out over here. The first Rashi I want to read with you is Afilu Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev. So you'll see this on the left side, approximately, who can help me out here? Is it 10 lines, 15 lines up from the bottom? How many lines is it? I don't know. Zot Rashi, 15, Dilav Misaseku. Now, at this point, I'm a little bit happy because although I don't understand Rashi, at least, you know, misery loves company. Rashi's consoling me because Rashi, without asking the question, is implying the question. Says Rashi, this case is not Misasek. Why not? Sha'arei Lilikitas te'enim niskaven vilikate te'enim. Whose svara is Rashi operating with here? Don't all answer at once. Rashi's saying likate lite'enim v'laka te'enim. What's the parallel in Mila? Niskaven lomul v'mal. Whose sheet is Rashi operating with? Abaye. No one's following me?
Yeah,
But both say, in these shiurim, you're going to have to help me out here, because I don't know if what I'm... Sometimes I speak to you and I think you're thinking, why is Rabbi Berzon wasting my time? I could have done this without him. Which is fine. And you don't have to come to shiur. Other times I think that nobody knows what the heck I'm talking about. So you got to help me out here, Rabbi Berzon. Yeah, I don't give grades here, but if I did, I would give the highest grade to he who helps me out. This is Abaye, no? Well, what would Abaye be saying here if he was in the room to explain why Rabbi Yoshua would say that you're chayev here, if not, again, if not for the consideration of Osik B'dvar Mitzvah? The answer is because he has Kavanas HaMaisa. It wasn't the case of Hagbah and he did Chituch. It was a case where he wanted Chituch and he did Chituch. Rashi calls that Sharei Lilikitas Te'enim Niskaven Velike Te'enim. Okay, so that's how much I got. That's as far as I got in Rashi. So again, the Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua says that the Moel is Potter is because Rabbi Yeshua is operating with the principle of what? Of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, if I would isolate the principle of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that this would be a case of that Rabbi Shur would agree that he's chayav here. It would not be a case of misasik. So Rashi says, why is this not misasik? Because it's miskamen lilko te'enim viloka te'enim. He had kavanas lekita, and here too he had kavanas chituch or mila, we'll call it. Okay, so far so good. Says Rashi, the afal gav di Abaye v'rova lo patri b'misasek elo b'miskaven leheter. Oh, so now Rashi says the following. What are we saying here? That he had kavanas lekita, and therefore, if he has kavanas lekita, so therefore, he should be chayav a karbon. Now, by verlo pachim esasigel miskamin leheter, kigon, lachtoch es hatolush. So Rashi says that we're going to need kavonas heter, and again luchora, we're going to have to see the sugi inside. But what does Rashi mean that he didn't have kavonas heter? So for that, Rabosai, and I apologize. I think we have to take a little bit of a break here, leave the Rashi for a second, go back to the Gemara, and then come back to Rashi. The Gemara says the following. Omar lo hanach letinokos hoel umakalkel b'chabura chayev misasek b'chabura chayev. Rabosa, I have no idea what this means, but the Gemara wants to say that the normal principle of misasek is neutralized, is lifted in the case of Mila. Why that's so, we don't know. But for some reason, there's a malacha called Chabura, or which is a told of Netilas Neshama or Shochet in the Mishnah, and that malacha operates with its own rules and regulations, one of which is that there's no Ptur of Misasek when it comes to Chabura, when it comes to Netilas Neshama. Esvei Rabbi Yehuda Lishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Miskaven Lilkoteinim Vilokat Anovim Anovim Vilikat Teinim Shechoros Vilikat Levonim Levonos Vilikat Shechoros. Is Rabbi Eliezer's Mechayev Chatos? Because in all these cases, he had kavonas meleches Shabbos. Again, he thought he was getting paid and he got anovim. He thought he was getting black anovim and he got white anovim. Is in this case, there's no ptur misasek according to whom? According to Rabbi Eliezer. Because again, Rabbi Eliezer requires, in order to set up misasek, kavonas heter. And here he doesn't have kavonas heter. Right? Asher chota ba. And this is not, this is ba, meaning the chet is ba. Again, it's a, it's shnei chafatzim, it's lo niskayim machshavto, but nonetheless, it's kavonas isur. And if it's kavonas isur, then Rabbi Eliezer is the one who waves the flag that in such a case as kavonas isur, it's not misasek. And if it's not misasek, then he's chayev. So again, as far as Mila is concerned, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that although Mila would be, would qualify as misasik, but nevertheless there's a new halach, a new category called chabura, and within that category there's no din of misasik. The halach of chabura is antithetical to misasik, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says yechayev. But what about all these cases where he wanted to aid him and he ended up with anovim? The Gemara, I think, is assuming that he had a mistake in the chayfetz, but we're lacking the other condition. And what is that other condition? Kavanas heter. Here he had kavanas isur. Rabbi Yeshua poter. And Rabbi Yeshua says that there's a new halacha of shnei chafotzim, of lo niskaima machshavto, meaning that even though he had kavanas isur, nevertheless, the ptur of misasi kicks in. Again, we're not talking about chabura now, we're talking about katsira, lakita. Why is the ptur misasek applicable? Because he had shnei chafotzim, and it's lo niskaima machshavto. What is this chaf beis over here? It didn't come out on my page. Oh, okay, he takes out the word afilu. That's the Shidim Kubetzis. On Rashi Afilu, so he has Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev. Okay, that's important actually. Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev. Wait, where's Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev? Just one second. Sorry, getting a little confused. In the case of Mila, it says Rabbi Yeshua's Pote. So let's read one more line to understand the Shita Mekubetzes. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua poter, ve'ahacha misaseku. In this case of Mila, he's misasek. Okay, but we just finished saying that's meleches chabura. What's bothering the Gemara here? V'ahacha misaseku. I don't understand the Gemara's kashi. V'ahacha misaseku. Okay, so let's just skip for a while those five lines, those five words. V'ahacha misaseku. Those four words. Rabbi Yeshua nami lo kapotar ela min mina limina. From one min to another. Aval b'chad mina afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayev. So here also we have the word afilu, correct? I'm not sure why the Shita Mekubetzes is taking out the word afilu. Okay, let's just leave out the Shita Mekubetzes for a second. If let's say we have the word afilu in Rashi, if we have the word afilu, then the Gemara is saying that what? That if it's chad mina, if it's the same min, so you didn't go from te'enim to anovim, Right? He went from Tainim to Anovim. That's called two minim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Liskaven Lilko Teinim Velike Anov Anov Velike Teinim Shchoros Velitein Levonos is Rabbi Yeshua Poter. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua is only Poter if it's two minim. Avol Bechad Min Afilu Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev. Let's see Rashi. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev Delav Misaseku Sharei Lilakitas Te'enim Niskaven Velike Te'enim. So again, what did he end up with? He ended up with black Te'enim, black figs instead of white figs. I think I once saw black figs. Did anybody ever eat black figs? No? In the old days, you could go to Turkey if you were Israeli. Today, I wouldn't recommend it. But when we were in Turkey, we ate black figs. In any event, maybe I'm wrong, actually. I'm correct myself. They were black apricots, I think. Now that I think about it. I have to ask my wife. It's been a couple of years. Anyway, so what happened over here? So he was miscaving for Te'enim, and what did he end up with? Te'enim. But he was miscalvane for white ones and he got black ones. So the Gemara says that in such a case, lav misaseku. That's not called misasek because he had kavanah for the same min. So Rashi says, afal gavda baye virova lo patre bimisasek el niskavin leheter kigon lechtoch es hatolush. Ah. Now I got it. I'm sorry. So, Frekt Rashi, we know that Abai Varava required two conditions in order to generate Misasek. What are the two conditions? You need Kavonis Heter and you need Beis Chafotzim. So forget about the Gemara's pointing out here, is it Beis Chafotzim, is it not Beis Chafotzim? L'chora, forget about that. It's Kavonis Isur. And if it's Kavanas Issa, why are you making this distinction between Chad Mina and Trey Mini?
He's already Chayav
because he's lacking the condition of Kavanas Heter. He doesn't have a Kavanas Heter. Says Rashi, Aval L'Shmuel. The reason why the Gemara thinks that we have to analyze here whether he's Misasek or not is because of Shmuel. Because Shmuel holds, afilu b'misasek b'isur, please underline those words, is potar. Shmuel introduces the new halacha of meleches makshevis, of niskai makshavto. So even though he had kavanas isur, but he wanted to do it on this chefetz, and he ended up on a different chefetz. And Rashi says, how do I know that Shmuel holds that there's a p'tur of misasik even in miskaving li isur, minenokin hashas lemilsei b'meleches makshevas asra Torah, mashmash is kaving bo. In other words, according to Abai v'Rava, you cannot have misasik without kavanas isur. So this case of te'enim levanos and te'enim shechoros could never qualify as misasik. Forget about min echad or shnei minim. He's definitely chayev because Abai v'Rava require kavanas heter. So why does this sugya present a distinction between chad mina and shrei mina? In any event, he had kavanas isur. The answer is because Shmuel holds that there's a special halacha of she's kavin bo that he has to end up with this object. And in the case of shnei chafotzim, even if, despite the fact that he had kavanas isur, it would still be misasek. So we see very clearly that Rashi holds that there's a machlokas here between Abai v'Rav on the one hand and Shmuel on the other, whereas Abai v'Rav pater up misasek only if he had kavanas heter. But if he had kavanas isur, it's not misasek. Shmuel holds on the other hand there's a p'tur of misasek even if he had kavanas isur because of meleches machsheves. And I think this Rashi would therefore support what we said before, that Rabbeinu Tam's attack against Rashi in Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis on the Beis is unjustified, because Tosis wants to prove that there is a Ptur Misasik even with Kavanas Isur, like in the case of Te'enim this and he got Te'enim that, or in the case of 4 Amos and he got 8 Amos, in the case he wanted to cut this Mechuber and he cut a different Mechuber. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam, you're absolutely correct. But that's only according to whom? According to Shmuel. Because Shmuel invokes the principle of Meleches Machsheves, Hachin is Kaima Machshavto. And therefore any change in the Chefetz is enough to create Misasek. Mashenkin Abaiva Rava hold that you need two things. Number one, you need a change in the Chefetz, and you also need Kavanas Heter. And therefore, in the case of Tosfos, in all the cases that Tosfos mentioned, he had Kavanas Isur, there would be no Ptur Misasik according to Abaye Rava. The Gemara presents that Ptur Misasik, that's all according to Shmuel. And I know now that Rashi must advocate this position, because Rashi holds that when the Gemara analyzes Rabbi Yeshua and says that Rabbi Yeshua is going to say Yechai because it's Chad Mina, and the question is, who cares about Chad Mina, says Rashi, in any event he's Chayev. Why? Because he had Kavanas Isur. Zok Rashi, that's only going to by Verava. This sugya here increases stuff you test on the base is going to Shmuel. And Esvei, if you take a look at the Gemara's language, Esvei Rabbi Yudel l'Shmuel. This is a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel, you just told me that there's a din of Niskai b'machshavto. Why then does Rabbi Yeshua say that is Afilu, what's the Gemara's language? Afilu Rabbi Yeshua Machayev. And why is Rabbi Yeshua Machayev? Because Te'enim Levanos are the same min as Te'enim Shchoros. According to you, Shmuel, who cares? It's all one min, but it's not Miskayim Machshavto. So we now understand the Esvei Rabbi Yehuda Lishmuel. This is an attack on Shmuel. Okay, the Gemara's answer is a little bit more technical, and we'll see that another time. All right, we're going to have to end soon, but I just want to read one thing to you here, is that again, Abaye v'Rava hold like Rabbi Lazar. And where's the Ptur Misasik derived from? If it's not Meleches Machsheves, the only option is what? Asher Chatabba. And if it's Asher Chatabba, then we're operating within the framework of universal Misasik, which is paradigmic in the case of Chelev and Shuman. But of course, he had Kavanas Heter. There's another Svara here of Chikain Nen, but otherwise, in the absence of that Svara, you'd be Potter B'Torah's Misasik, but because he had Kavanas Heter, plus a mistaken identity of the object is concerned. On the other hand, Shmuel derives the Ptur of Misasik in Shabbos from Meleches Machsheves. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, since Rabbi Yeshua accepted Shmuel, that Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah, therefore, the Gemara wants to know, why should Rabbi Yeshua say that Yechayev, in the case of one min, if it's the same min l'chor, it's still on Niskayim Machshavto. That's the Gemara's argument. But clearly, Rabbi Yeshua accepted Shmuel. He must be operating, according to Rashi, within the framework of Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah, because otherwise, how could he possibly say that Yechayev, that the only reason Yechayev is because of two minim l'chorah, since he had Kavanas Iser in this case, what difference does it make which Te'eno he wants to get? He would be potur because he has the different chayfets. Wait, I didn't say that clearly. Let me just try to say that again. How do I know that Rabbi Yeshua accepts Shmuel and the ptur of Meleches Machsheves and Misasik? Because Rabbi Yeshua says that in a case of... Just one second. Let me just get this... In a case of Niskavim Lilko Te'enim V'liket Anovim, it says that Rabbi Yeshua is Poter. Rabbi Yeshua is Poter. The Gemara is going to qualify that because it's Te'enim and Shchoros, which is two minim. But in any event, no matter what min he actually cut, he had Kavanas Isur. How then can Rabbi Yeshua say you're potter? It must be that Rabbi Yeshua is operating with what? Meleches Machsheves, from the universal perspective of, or definition of Misasik, he would definitely be Chayov because he had Kavanas Isur. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua accepted Shmuel's principle, namely Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. And therefore he says that Te'edim Shchoros and Te'edim Levonis Yepotur, and on that the Gemara makes the following qualification, that that's only in the case of two minim, but if it's the same min, then Rabbi Yeshua would say, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua's Mechayev, and on that the Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a minute, according to you, Shmuel, you need Niskaima Machshavto, and this is not Niskaima Machshavto. But again, what we're left with as a question, as I said before, that according to Abai Verov, if they don't accept Meleches Machsheves of Shmuel, but rather they hold like Rebbe Lezer, and the whole Ptur and Shabbos is basically the universal Ptur of Asher Chata Ba, what does that mean? Does that mean that not only Rabbi Eliezer, but Abaye and Rava, all to boot, just reject the halacha of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah? Or should we say no? They accept the principle of Meleches Machsheves, but in this case, it's not going to be Meleches Machsheves. Why isn't this a chisar of Meleches Machsheves? So according to Abaye, it's because he had Kavanas HaMaisa. And according to Rava, he's going to say that, look, he had Kavanas Isur. And if he had Kavanas Isur, that's considered Meleches Machsheves. In other words, what I'm suggesting is that the machlokas here between Rabbi Lezer Abaye Verov on the one hand and Shmuel on the other hand is not a fundamental machlokas. I mean, it's a fundamental machlokas, but it's not from black to white. They're not polar extremes. It's not that they rejected Meleches Machsheves and Shmuel accepted Meleches. No, the issue is how far. What is the scope, the extent of Meleches Machsheves to pater him up? Shmuel says, as long as it didn't happen exactly the way he planned to happen, that's not called Niskayim Machshavto. And Abaye Verova and Rabbi Lozen before them is operating with a Meleches Machsheves in which there was a substantial change that has halachic significance in what happened. But if he had Kavanas Isur, so it didn't happen exactly the way he wanted to, that still is considered Meleches Machsheves. Okay, Rabosai? So that's what we have for today. If there are any questions, you know, you can ask me.